Hello, sunshine. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another empowering episode of the Total Fitness God's Way podcast show. The show where you get equipped to reclaim your faith, hope, and love, to unleash your God-given potential and turn your dreams into reality. In today's episode, I want to share with you the six fundamental elements you should incorporate into your life if you want to pursue a life of total fitness. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Are you tired of attempting to change your habits or setting new goals just to give up days later to start all over again coming Monday? Are you desperately craving to persevere and achieve your goals because you want to live a life that makes you want to jump out of bed every morning? You want to spend time in the Word to have a closer connection with God. You want to spend quality time with loved ones. You want to have time to build your dream life, and you also want to live a healthier lifestyle and give back to your community. The problem is that most days you are exhausted from trying your best just to juggle all the responsibilities of being a working wife and mom while feeling that you barely have the time or energy to fill your own cup. Sis, I get you because that was me too. The truth is, time and energy are not the problem. Self-sabotaging behaviors and limiting beliefs are the real culprits. Hey, I'm Vilma, a child of God, a wife, and a homeschooling boy mom. Growing up, I was subjected to abuse, which led to my marital problems, financial ruin, and mental health problems. Finally, in 2020, I hit rock bottom. I questioned and blamed God for all my afflictions and even shunned Him. Then during my path to healing, I learned what it meant to walk in His power, to break the chains of my mental barriers to be all that He has called me to be. Now, as a certified Christian transformation coach, I'm on a mission to equip you to also break free from your mental barriers through spiritual growth and success habits to achieve total fitness God's way. My dear friend, you are at the right place at the right time. Come partner with your sisters in Christ to stand up boldly in who God created you to be, to believe in yourself and your God-given abilities and gifts. So grab your notepad and get ready to reclaim your faith, hope, and love, and unleash your God-given potential. Alrighty. Let's first define fitness before we get into the six fitness elements that make up total fitness. According to an article on the Medical News Today website, experts define physical fitness as one's ability to execute daily activities with optimal performance, endurance, and strength, with a management of disease, fatigue, stress, and reduced sedentary behavior. This description goes beyond being able to run quickly or lift heavy weights. Despite being important, these attributes only address single areas of fitness. Well, as we all know, God created us as very intricate human beings. Therefore, we cannot only aspire to achieve physical fitness alone. Physical fitness will never make us feel completely fulfilled. 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, the Amplified Version, states, "For physical training is of some value, useful for a little, but godliness, spiritual training, is useful and of value in everything and in every way, for it holds promise for the present life and also for the life which is to come." But what exactly is godliness, and what does it have to do with fitness? Godliness is the quality or practice of conforming to the laws and wishes of God and reflecting the nature of His kingdom in our everyday lives. In other words, If we really desire to reshape our lives to look good, feel good, and do good, we should pursue total fitness through spiritual training, not just physical fitness, so that we can live a life that is pleasing to God. And here are the six elements that encompass total fitness. Number one, spiritual fitness. Number two, physical fitness. Number three, relational fitness. Number four, intellectual fitness. Number five, social fitness. And number six, economic fitness. These are the six key elements to living a well-balanced life, a godly life reflecting the nature of God's kingdom. And the easiest way to remember this is to say that you want to spice up your life to achieve total fitness. We're not going to spice up our lives, we're going to spice up our lives. SPRICE is just the acronym for the six fitness elements, which are again, spiritual, physical, relational, intellectual, social, and economic fitness. So, let's dive right in and explore why these six fitness elements are so fundamental and relevant. Number one, spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is the most crucial element of total fitness. Jesus said in Matthew 6, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." Seek first above all else. Seek spiritual fitness and God first above all the other fitness elements. Nothing should take precedence over seeking God first. Hence, we need to make time for God, just like we make time for everything else that we cherish as important. We can only grow a close relationship with God when we prioritize it as the most crucial element of our lives. Number two, physical fitness. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20, "You are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body." Physical fitness is so much more than just the way your body looks. It's about being healthy, mentally and physically. And many studies have already proven the relationship between our mental and physical well-being. It's a fact that our bodies and minds either work together or they work against each other. Thus, if we want to reach our full potential in physical fitness, to be all that God created us to be and do, we have to be physically and mentally fit. Remember, 1 Corinthians 6 says, our bodies are temples. You're not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, we are to honor God with our bodies. We are not to hate it, but to feed and care for it, physically and mentally. Number three, relational fitness. In John 13, verse 34 to 35, we read that Jesus said to his disciples, "So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." Loving each other, your spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings, your friends, and your colleagues. That's the easy ones, but that's certainly not where relational fitness ends. We are to love all of God's children. Not just those who are like us or those we choose to love, but every single person that God created, because our love for one another will prove to the world that we are his disciples. Number four, intellectual fitness. Proverbs 22 verse 29. Do you see a person skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure people. My friend, God created you for good works by giving you a very special gift, a unique calling for your life. He chose you and appointed you to use your spiritual gifts. He wants you to bear fruit and multiply it so that you can bless and advance future generations. You have those passions and talents for a reason, not simply to enjoy them as a side hustle or a hobby. You are to become proficient in using them. Increasing your knowledge and understanding of your spiritual gifts will not only help you become more kingdom focused, but it will also help you be more successful in achieving your life goals. And God expects you to fulfill your calling, to advance His kingdom, and to glorify His name. Number 5, social fitness. In Galatians 6:2, Paul tells us, help each other in troubles and problems. This is the kind of law Christ asks us to obey. Paul urges us to do good to all people, especially those who are of the household of the faith, and to do so while we still have the opportunity. Social fitness is all about sowing love, enjoyment, and appreciation into the lives of those in your community who are less fortunate, even if only in a small way. I really love this quote from Paul Shakespeare. He said, as one person, I cannot change the world, but I can change the world of one person. And the objective of social fitness is to impact one person at a time in a big way so that it causes a ripple effect. Last but not least, number 6, economic fitness. Proverbs 3 verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Economic fitness is all about being good stewards of our finances. And economic fitness and intellectual fitness goes hand in hand. If you are wondering why I call it economic fitness and not financial fitness, well, it's because financial fitness revolves around building wealth to achieve a high quality of life and to have the money you need when you need it. In other words, being able to manage your money in order to meet your current and long-term needs. Whereas economics is concerned with the production, consumption, and transfer of wealth. Together, we all form part of the body of Christ, which makes us part of His kingdom economy. And as Christians, we have been commissioned to be economically efficient in managing and distributing all of God's resources. He gives us the power to build wealth so that we may rejoice, do good with it, and be a blessing to others. And that's it. The 6 elements of total fitness God's way. That is how you spice up your life to achieve total fitness. And right now, you might be thinking, well, that sounds easier said than done. How on earth do I practice and implement all 6 of these elements into my daily life? Well, my friend, it's so much easier than you think. I promise you. And all that you have to do, if you are ready and willing, is to head over to wilmamoster.com/spice. wilmamoster.com/SPRISE and sign up for the Total Fitness God's Way program. Then you can learn how easy that is. And that's a wrap for today. Thank you so much for joining me. And I pray that this episode has blessed you in some way. If it did, I would really appreciate it if you would leave a rating or review. And don't forget to hit that follow button. And you know, sharing is caring, so please help me spread the word by sharing this episode. You never know who else needs to hear this message today. And sis, please connect with me if you're ready to embark on this transformative journey to unleash your God-given potential and start turning your dreams into reality. Together, we can do it. All the links are below in the show notes. And your reminder for today is that you are capable of being more, doing more, and having more because you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, my friend. Have a fantastic, blessed day. I'll see you back here again tomorrow.